Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Now that November's weather records are in the books, the upper Midwest reflected a mild November. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says it was also dry.
It was a relatively mild month of November as we finished out meteorological autumn. We did see some beneficial rain across the south. The one area that was quite dry in November was the upper Midwest. As the numbers start to roll in, we are seeing a few locations in the upper Midwest that had their driest November on record. Eau Claire, Wisconsin was one of those, just 0.05 inches of precipitation falling in that city during the month of November. That broke a record of 0.07 of an inch that had been set twice before back in 1976. And again in 2002, some other locations across the upper Midwest. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, another one, just 0.01 of an inch of precipitation in November. That turned out to be the driest November there since 1914. That's kind of the theme we've seen across the upper Midwest. As we see this pattern starting to unfold in November, a little drier to the north, mostly in the northern plains and upper Midwest, a little wetter to the south, especially in the Gulf Coast region. That may be one of the early signs of El Nino starting to take hold of weather patterns.
North Dakota Ag Weather Network Director Daryl Richeson confirms.
16 of the first 29 days where I mentioned that there was, it was pretty sunny. And most Novembers, we only average six. So that's how nice November was by historical standards.
Let's get the 8 to 14 day forecast from Brad Rippey.
Taking a look ahead to mid-December, this is the 8 to 14 day outlook for December 12th through the 18th. Still, as we move into mid-December, no sign of significant cold weather across the continental United States. We are expecting near or above normal temperatures nationwide. Greatest likelihood of warmer than normal conditions will be focused across the northern and central plains and the upper Midwest. Meanwhile, precipitation patterns not straying too far from what we would expect this time of year. December 12th to 18th, precipitation expected to be mostly below normal in the eastern United States. Elsewhere, we've got a couple patches that could be a bit wetter than normal, mainly along the Pacific coast, across southern Florida, and parts of the central and southern Great Plains.
Daryl, tell us more about El Nino.
Yeah, and a lot of El Ninos, and again, not all, or doesn't necessarily mean it's going to last all winter, is the fact that the storm track either be, there's two of them. The weaker track is up in Canada, which has been, say, the last 3 or 4 weeks, true. And then the second more pronounced storm track tends to be across the southern tier of the United States and then sometimes up into the northeast corridor. Well, they're a lot warmer than us. And so in turn, if they're cloudy a lot and get more storms and more rain and the higher elevations get more snow, guess what? They're going to be cooler than their average. So granted, they're still warmer than us, but traditional El Nino forecasts would be wetter and cooler than average in the southern part of the United States, drier and then warmer than average across the north. So really what would be, at least for now, what you quote unquote would expect from an El Nino.
El Nino 101 from Daryl Richeson. I'm Mick Kerr. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here. Same time, same station.